Yes, and this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. It's August the 12th. It's a Thursday, 2010. In the series that we're doing this week, this one, well, it's the fifth, and it's about exchanging the truth for a lie. It ends up with hollow lives, hollow eyes, hollow hearts, emptiness. There is a presence, infinite. It's always been there. God is spirit. There is a presence that seeks all of us. That's God. You can talk in terms of immeasurability, infinity, perfection, all the attributes. You can talk about power and energy and strength and might and what God can do. You can talk about the physics of God so far beyond humanity. But it's all about that relationship. It's all about that relationship. Listen, it's all about the predictions concerning the end of days, the most demonstrative, supernatural time in all of history is here right now, and we haven't seen anything yet. There's not a whole lot of humanists around. When's the last time you got invited to the humanist meeting? What about the atheist meeting or the deist meeting or the agnostic meeting? I mean, there are those that have chose those positions. We've talked about deism, existentialism, atheism. There's all kinds of, an intellectual construct. It is a belief system. It is what some live by, and it demonstrates, their passions and the reasons behind it. Anger, mad, can't understand the world. It's very hard to understand this broken, fragmented world. I mean, think about the cross. The cross of Christ. What was it all about? I mean, you've got this one called Jesus there dying on the cross. I mean, they nailed him there. They beat him. What was the reason behind all of it? Now listen, 700 years prior to that event, out of the book of Isaiah, take a check. Talk about supernaturalism. Talk about something that is incredibly spiritual, supernatural, and absolutely, awe-striking. 700 years in advance, not only is the predictions that a virgin would be a child, that this would be mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, that this would be Emmanuel, this would be Yahweh, infinite God in human flesh. Now that's what was predicted. Predicted by prophets, guided by the Spirit of God. Yes, Spirit. The day we're living in right now, there are hundreds of millions of spirits. They are operative, they are entities, they are real, they are extra-dimensional, they are beyond human ability and strength. They possess and have in their attributes mind and will, emotion. They are intelligent beings in the sense that Hitler was using his brain. But as with Hitler, there is the sheer, radical, dark, eternal, unchangeable, irrevocable evil that emanates from their presence. Well, there's events, there's experiences, there's voices, there's possession, there's visitations, there's houses, there's presence, there's sensations, there's out-of-the-body experiences, there's astral projection, there's remote viewing, there are psi warriors being built, telekinesis, clairvoyance. I see dead people. What about the Akashic Records? What about the different 30,000 in my last research cults that are in the United States and around the world? What about those cults operative by supernaturally guided, charismatically oriented prophets and apostles and leaders and spiritual gurus? What about the New Age movement? worldwide into the hundreds of millions. The eclectic spirituality. It is the largest alternative spiritual movement in the history of Christendom in 2,000 years. And what about Wicca? What about Santeria? What about Paul Mahomby? What about Satanism, popular Satanism, traditional Satanism, non-traditional Satanism, dark Luciferianism? What about the spirit-inspired globalism that is bleeding its way into politics, military, the economic system? What about the shadow government? What are they all about? The coming of the Antichrist. Who is this but the fallen cherub in human skin? The false prophet who ascends from out of the earth, doing the most supernaturally visible, global impacting, incredible signs, wonders, and miracles that once embraced will steal your soul and bite you in the end. Oh, yes. Hell is a spiritual place in a sense. I mean, the Nephilim, godmen, the super gods, all this with small g's. The alien entities, extra dimensional, yes. What about those things that come into your room at night and sit on your bed? What about ghosts? Listen, we're living in a supranatural age. As again, not too many atheists, deists, agnostics, humanists. Not too many naturalists. Scientific naturalism's out the door, basically. Now it is theoretical physics combined with a pantheistic spirituality. There is a spiritual presence unleashing inception, ideas, thoughts that are in minds and hearts, and people think that it's their own. There's an operative presence out there. There is a looming, dark, ominous, feel it in the air kind of thing going on. And what about possession? What about exorcism? What about the Wiccan girl that came in when I looked at her and said, are the spirits telling you to get out of here? And she said, well, she shook her head, yes. We instantly began to pray in the name of the living Christ. She fell to the floor. The spirit began to growl. I commanded it to tell its name. It did. I commanded it to tell how it got in. It did. Her combination of rituals and drugs and sex magic open the door for the entities to enter in. And the only way she got them out was that day. Her mother was there. Another worker was there. And by a, well, clearly infinite source of authority and power and compassion, Christ, she was delivered. What about the girl that came in believing that she had a family line ancestral animal spirit guide? When engaged, when the other worker said, let's test this. And as he began to pray in the name of the living, immediate, inseparable presence, the living Christ who was present, see, he had authority, spiritual authority was given to any human being who believes in the living Christ. That spiritual authority is to help expose and engage the supernaturalism that is dark, seductive, deceitful, that wears a mask that is predatory. And so, as the prayer went out, the spirit that was convincing the woman it was a simple animal spirit guide, well, it manifested. It was a full-on demonic presence, and again, this worker, this individual commanded it to leave. When it departed from the woman, she felt it go out and off of her. Once exposed, she was shocked, utterly relieved, and praising the God of heaven for her deliverance. What about the hundreds of thousands all over the world? We've read the reports in Italy, 8,000 different kinds of satanic groups, 600,000 members. What about What about in Germany and the Netherlands and all throughout England and all over Europe? What about the doors that have been opened by paganism, the rise of it, and Druidism and the Abakwa and the Haitian cults, the old African animism, pantheism, monism? They're all out there. They are all positions. It's almost like a smorgasbord. There's a variety, but there's, in the midst of all of that, there is Christ. There is this one called Jesus. I mean, you can look at Muhammad, look at the historical side, look at a man married, look at a man divorced, look at a man that married 20-some others, look at a man that cut people's arms and legs off. Now, that's Muhammad. You can look at all his historical stuff, you can look at his claims, but then look at Christ. I was deeply into Buddha. I had a little Buddha statue. I was into Golden Buddha. I was in the temple. I was listening to the master. I was trying to get to the ascended masters. I was opening the door passively to let them in. Buddha was a nice guy, but he clearly was also a seeker. No claims of God in the infinite sense. No claims of Savior. No claims of ultimate reality. Really? I mean, listen, I don't know what you're into. I don't know where, by the supernatural power, guidance, work of the grace of God. See, the Bible, there's things that are called, in biblical literature, it's an anthropomorphism. But when we read the phrase, the hand of God, I know that experientially. I know what it is to pray, God, move your hand, as I did prior to this session. As I did prior to this broadcast, and in the context of this 1 hour, there's going to be an engagement. Some of you may have already felt the engagement. Some of you have maybe gotten this broadcast as an archive later on. Somebody sent it to you. Somehow you got it. Somehow in a search, somehow it came to you. It is really incredible how God works. I just want you to know really quickly that if you're new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And the compelling presence, I'm saying in my confession, is the same Jesus Christ who 2,000 years ago died on that cross, was buried, rose from the dead, just as predicted by the Spirit of God. Just like the prophet said. Just like the angel of God said. Just like he said. He blasted apart the finality of death and opened direct access to almighty, infinite, eternal, the uncaused cause, the unmoved mover, the uncreated creator. God. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. You see, the series this week that you can read on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site, every week we put up the listing for the theme of the week, and this involves strongholds of the mind and heart. They can be kind of like intellectual or mental systems of thinking that we've hold on to that can also block a relationship with God, that can be the wall that just doesn't want to let God in. But it can also be the spirits that have brought the information, that have given the content of belief, and someone grabs onto it. It can be a book like Alice Bailey's material, like The Course in Miracles, like Eckhart Tolle's New Earth. It can be the spiritually inspired literature that some of you have read. And if you've come to believe in it because there's a spiritual presence behind it, there is. Hey, please understand, as a believer in God, as a believer in Christ, as one who knows that the Spirit of God indwells me, and the relationship with God is, yes, is there power, is there might, is it supernatural, is it incredible? Listen, as I speak, I feel this incredible presence. It is God. It is Christ. See, the Word of God says, when Jesus speaking to the Father, John 17, you ever read this? Jesus said concerning all of those who would believe in him. He spoke these words 2,000 years ago, but they're living words today. He said that I myself may be in them. So if you are not a believer in the living Christ of the cross of the Scripture, and you don't experience his presence, power, forgiveness, love, mercy, and might, and leading, and embrace, then all I can tell you is by my experience. Now that goes back to written materials, obviously, the grapha, the writings, the Scripture. 40 writers, 3 continents, 3 languages, over 1,600 years. All of the writers acknowledge God the Holy Spirit. See, many New Agers acknowledge that Alice Bailey, a profound writer, was guided by the Tibetan, an ascended master, a spiritual entity that met with her, just like Helena Blavatsky, just like the psychologist that wrote A Course in Miracles. They knew they were being guided. They knew they were being directed, like many of the books that are out there today. The difference is they're both, in the sense of the Bible, supernatural. It claims that the words even now are alive, that they're living, that God's literal presence is in them, coming through them, upon them. It's really the only book whose author, direct author, is always intimately and powerfully present. Now, there are a lot of other books. Writings, inspired writings, things that spirits, and I've engaged quite a few of those kind of books. There's a spiritual presence that seeks to get you to believe it, seeks to get you to embrace it, seeks to get you to experience their presence. Let me tell you what, the Bible and the author behind the Bible, read the Gospel of John and you'll see it, you might even feel it, you might even sense it, you might even realize. God is embracing you, God is summoning you. I guarantee you that if you're reading the Gospel of John and you don't know God yet, God will pursue you and summon you and draw you and give you the ability, the faith, the open you up to be able to literally embrace God and have God come into your life. And after 36 years of knowing God in Christ, it is awesome. Come hell or high water in life, God loves me. And it's the only reason I'm here. It's the only reason I'm speaking and talking to you. And what I do know in the context of talking right now is something so far greater than me, so far beyond me. I'm just a vessel. But the Spirit of God, the same one who spoke and inspired Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, David, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of it, the same Spirit of God that spoke to Isaiah and moved him to proclaim not only that God would, Emmanuel would come in human flesh, but Isaiah 53, that he would suffer and be beaten and shed blood and he would die on a cross. He'd be a substitute. He'd give his life for the total human race. Now, you cannot find that. Now, if regardless of your background, regardless of what you're into, let's be honest. In all of the New Age and when I was into Buddhism and whether it's Muhammad, let's make it very clear. Whatever the claims are, okay, deal with it. Whatever they claim, go ahead and speak it. But do not take away the claims of Christ, the ones that were there prior to his arrival, the claim and attesting to by the Spirit of God, by the angels of God. Even the demons knew that he was who he said he was. So let's look at the claims, because there's no claim like this. It is unequaled, unprecedented, unparalleled. There is absolutely, on a historic level and on a supernatural level, when I say supernatural, you know what I mean? Beyond, supra beyond our natural or normal sense of life. The five sense, you know, I'm knocking on a desk right now. I'm sitting before a computer right now. I'm touching the microphone right now. My coffee, pike roast today, not the best. But I've got that in my hand. That's the physical. But please understand something. You and I both know this very well. Life is pregnant spiritually. Supernaturalism, spirituality is all around us. And I'm going to give you some things, four things, that will explain why. But what I need to express is simply this. The reason, there's no question, even in the United States or Europe, that in the last 40, 50, and 60 years, it seems as though we have become demonstratively, I mean supernaturally, spiritually supernaturally, there are events, there are experiences, there are engagements, there are encounters, there's all kinds of things that bring the reality that we are spiritual or super. I mean, we are engaged. We're more than just, as the author of the book, The End of Man, John Whitehead, we're more than a skeleton with just meat that's been thrown onto it. We're more than just a closed universe. That the universe and the stars and the planets and the galaxies, it's all there ever was, all there ever will be. Really? Who really believes that anymore? The massive shift in philosophy, psychology, and science to spiritual engagement on some level. See, the big theme since the 60s in the United States is, well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. I said those exact words to a girl I was dating in the, I think it was 1972 or 71. Her background was Catholic. I had no church background whatsoever, never read a verse of the Bible that I know of back then. But I explained to her that I was not religious. I was spiritual. Because I was going to a temple where a master was very spiritual, and he was guiding us to be passive and to open up and to be quiet and to meditate and to seek to learn how to lift up and leave my body and engage the entities and the masters and all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom and all of this out there in what he called the universal, the astral plane, the ether, the second heaven. So that's the big thing. Especially if you're a New Ager, if you're esoteric, you know, that's the big word. There are literally millions worldwide that once had background to like the Catholic institution. You never had the reality of God on the inside. You had the mystical experience of God on the outside. And it just wasn't real enough. And so there was a head belief, but nothing inside of you. Until all of these spiritual things begin to come and crop up. Until you finally said, well, you know what? I'm not religious. I don't go to a religious institution, but I am spiritual. Let me say one thing about that. A part of that is very clearly you're correct. You are spiritual. You're a spiritual being. As a human being, you are a spiritual being. I mean, you can't think much about life and death, origins and endings, and where the universe came from, where love came from. You see, some people can say, well, out of nothing came something. Is that rational? Is that even logical? Out of nothing came something. Let's ask the question, what is nothing? See, even the theologians that said ex nihilo, out of nothing came the creation, came all that exists. In a sense, they're right if you define ex nihilo correctly. All of what exists did not come out of nothing, what they mean, no pre-existent material. The material universe, the atoms, the molecules, the universe, the galaxies, the stars, the earth, humanity, you. body, soul, and spirit. We didn't come from nothing. I mean, nothing would be nothing, right? Nothing, there's nothing there. What is nothingness? So we're not talking about nothingness. We're talking about the always uncreated, uncreator, unmoved mover. I mean, listen, we're talking about what some have said, the furthest one back. But infinite presence, no beginning, no end, immeasurable. It's as if all of humanity knows that there's something behind intelligent designer, architect, the cosmological argument, the teleological argument. You know, we're here by design, we're here by causation, we're here, we know that it all backs up somewhere to a necessary being. Infinite, awesome, brawl, I mean, listen. You know that you are finite, limited. We look into this world of pain, death, experiences, rejection, fight, live, die, wars. And it's all seeming to build up. And it seems as though billions worldwide, even the technology of the internet, the web bots, are telling us that all hell is coming and people are preparing. It's as if humanity clearly cannot stop sliding down the hill of catastrophe and slamming into anarchy and chaos. So in this world that we're living, are you just an island, a skeleton with meat out of nothing? There you are. Is there any meaning behind that? Where does personality come from? Where does the search for significance come from? Where does the desire from what the great theologian and philosopher Francis Schaeffer said, the mannishness of man, that part of all of us, whether it's a 5-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 80-year-old laying in a bed at a hospital, to want a sense of value, significance, importance, a touch. This life can leave us dry like a hardened sponge. And there's a lot of spirituality that can pour into that sponge. But what I'm going to tell you is there is also spirituality, spirit, that can pour into, that is meant to pour into, the same that brought us, I mean, the one that made us spiritual beings. God, in other words, fits. The other spirits, let me ask you, how's it going? Let me ask the New Ager, do you know God? Let me ask the I'm not religious but spiritual person, do you know God? Do you have testimony? Can you talk about the joy, the love, the relationship, hearing His voice, knowing? Can you talk about the assurance inside of the physics of God in indestructible immortality? Can you talk about seeing God face to face someday? I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it yet or not, that when it comes to the claims of Christ, that which was spoken years before He came, even the resurrection was spoken about 1,000 years in advance. Check out Psalm 16. The same Emmanuel, the Messiah, the Holy One, would not see decay. There would be a resurrection. That's prophesied 1,000 years in advance. Even Jesus said, destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up. See, the physics of God are involved in the incarnation. Talk about supernatural, God mixing with human, female egg. The incarnation, the genetics of the incarnation, can I tell you? Supernatural on the highest order. Supranatural, the physics of God. Christ, whether you believe in Him or not, I mean, there's a lot of people pawning off, you know, it's like the guy, you know, there's a Rolex out there, I don't have one, and I probably, because of my value system, wouldn't want to own, I mean, I wouldn't own one because I would sell it, use the money for something else, and just keep on with these other little ones. It might be more important to you, I don't know, but on the street you can get a Rolex, it says Rolex, you can get it for, you know, $19. You can get a $5,000 watch for $19. You can get a cubic zirconium, ladies, for $9.99. It'll look just like a $5,000 diamond. Put it on your finger, but you already know it's not the same. Every time you look at it, you know it's fake. If you took it to someone who knew, a jeweler, and they, as soon as they put a little eyeglass thing, and the moment they look at it, they look at you, how much is it worth? Nothing. I'll give you $2 for it. What do you want, the cubic zirconium in spirituality, or you want the diamond? I'm going to say, whether you believe it or not yet, and I'm asking you to be an intelligent person, to open wide your mind and heart and take a look at Christ. To me, the most supernatural, superhuman being, yet fully God manifesting. That's the claims, whether you believe it or not. Fully God manifesting in full human flesh. The incarnation, it is it was the rage of the angels. They knew it. The demons knew it. The prophets knew it. Later, those who engaged him. Finally, a doubter named Thomas. After the breaking in, because of all this doubt, darkness, and lie. See, the Bible does say this. You can check it out. 2 Corinthians 4:4. You know what it says? Referring to a dark entity in total hatred of God, hatred of humankind, but wants to use humanity, wants to use our lives and the platforms of politics and military and economics and environment, wants to use all of it as a fodder for the end of days. Possession is all about that. Guiding with a masqueraded spirituality, a literal counterfeit to the real. Well, it might seem real, it might look real, it might sound at first real, like the cubic zirconium. Whatever you do, how much you shine it up, whatever you place it into, it's still the same. It's not real. It's not a real diamond. It's not the real thing. So I'm going to tell you that there are encounters and voices and entities and presence and non-human enhancements, that there are incredible prophecies and insights in ancient temples, that there's energy in the skies around us that are related to entities, connected to entities, emanating from the entities that are here. That it's all real. Absolutely real. Not just that it's counterfeit. That's not just the issue. See, a lady wearing a cubic zirconium compared to a diamond, she's not out really to harm anybody other than just to, you know, look prestigious. Maybe, you know, fake people out. Oh, look at that ring. And you're just hoping that they wouldn't realize that it's not the real thing. It's more than that. You know, one of the reasons I'm behind this mic, one of the reasons you're hearing the voice, one of the reasons that I believe the Spirit of God will impact you, because of the predictions supernaturally given of the most predatory, unprecedented deception that leads to the worst destruction of humanity in human history, including the loss not only of lives, but of eternal destinies. To miss God, listen now, I want you to hear this. If you don't remember anything else, to miss God, really to miss God is to miss everything. To miss everything. To lose your soul. To lose everything. To lose the presence of God, the feeling of God, the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the eternal gift of God, the ability someday to live indestructible, immortal, and look into the eyes, the face of God. That's all about the physics. See, the verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, is small g, the God of this age, the eon, the time period we're living in. The time period that he has until God does what he's going to do. The God of this time period, the God of this eon, the God of this age has and continues to blind the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see. That's the goal. So that they cannot see. So if you're not a believer in Christ, I can only urge you as a human being, a fellow human being, I would beg you emotionally with all of my being to listen, to open up to God, to go to the Gospel of John. If you're a believer, to dig in as you never have before because of the massive prophetic revelation about the end of days being the most demonstrative, supernatural, in visual, in experience, in event, in history. The supernatural will pervade politics, military, economics, environmental. It'll deal with everything. So I would say that all believers already in Christ, with the Spirit of God dwelling in you, to dig into the Word of God, into biblical prophetic revelation, as you have never done. Become the greatest of prayer war. Learn the power of prayer so you can make a difference. Learn what it is to be motivated, compelled by the love of God, to be a witness. The greatest supernatural events from God's side of the fence. Do you want to know what it is? Oh, it's His mission. All of heaven backs the mission of God. Angels, the Spirit of God, the living Christ waiting to be released to come again. Everything from the depth of the presence of God. One mission. Don't let anybody perish. Reach everybody. Bring good news. Redeem. Summon. Bring them home. Save. Rescue. Redeem. That's on God's mind. If you want to know what God's all about right now, if you don't know Him yet, God is searching for you. God is looking for you. God has provided for you. There is no one that wants you more. If you're already a believer, hey, put the pause button on or something. Stop. Close your eyes. Raise your arms and acknowledge the inseparable, living, powerful, immediate presence, real presence of God, of the living Christ, being a temple of the Spirit of God. Jesus said these words, John 17, don't you forget it, that I myself will be in them. That's what salvation is all about. The power in salvation brings the forgiveness, the freedom, breaking Satan's chains, breaking the death code, giving the physics of God, the gift of eternal life inside of us. But it's about ultimately the relationship. You know, God's fixed the problem, but the problem involves reconnection in the most incredible, personal, relational, joy-filled way. Now, if you are new to this broadcast, please remember on Thursday nights at this time anyway, the broadcasts can only be got off of the shatterthedarkness.net site. During the week, we're on at 6 every single night during the week. 7 o'clock also, Survive to Thrive. I'm the guest host on Tuesday nights. Now, Thursdays, Hawk is on the live program for Shatter the Darkness as a guest host. And I'm doing a fifth part of the series during the week and placing it up there, but you can get it directly, at least at this time. Friday night, back live. We put out other broadcasts on Saturday. We have a live show on Sunday nights. We have courses, materials, the most important series ever, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. There's a training course for believers, Confronting the Powers. There's all kinds of hundreds and hundreds of free training MP3s, messages, even all of these live during the week, they're all archived. And we want you to know that in the collective websites, shatterthedarkness.net, the main one, Preemption Broadcast, Preemption Broadcast Podomatic, the Blog Talk Ragged Edge, we have other ones called A Blaze for God, The Black Awakening, that's promoting the book we've written. New book, by the way, coming out on prophetic revelation. Peering into the future, I think it's going to be entitled. But it should be ready by the time we are in. Listen now, we're going to be in Las Vegas, August 27th, 28th. We're going to be there at a conference that deals with the end of days and the supernaturalism. So we invite you to come to Las Vegas. Again, you can find the website and all the information and how to get, you know, how to register and all that, and all the other speakers. You can check that out on our site. There's a second conference, October 1st and 2nd. That's going to be, well, it's entitled Supernatural Science and Prophecy. It wasn't my title, but that's the title of it. Tom Horn's going to be there. Derek and Sharon Gilbert of PID Radio is going to be there. They're both, all of those are book authors. We're also going to see Jeffrey Ratt there from Look Up Fellowship. I'll be there. And an incredible 2 days of engaging the deep science, supernatural science, in relationship to prophecy. So that's coming up, Canton, Ohio. I live about 20 minutes, 15 minutes away, and so you're coming to my backyard then. We got an invite for Australia. Don't know about that for sure yet. The conference in California is going to be put off to a later date. And then we just got an email about the possibilities of up in Canada. We have somebody that desires us to come to Europe, to the Netherlands. We are open, whether it's churches and groups or conferences, let us know. For those that do not know me, the best thing to do, go to shatterthedarkness.net, or you can go to rustizdar.com, D-I-Z-D-A-R, and you can find out more about me. I'm just, listen, all I am, a voice, a man, that's all. I know who I am. A sinner been forgiven, and knows and experiences God, Christ. So, you say, well, I'm religious, but I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Okay. What does that really mean? Do you know God? Do you have relationship to God? Do you know what happens when you die? Do you have the gift of eternal life? The physics of that, is it already indwelling you in preparation for what's called the glorification? Literally, the Bible refers to it on an atomic level. The Greek word atomic is used. 1 Corinthians 15, believers in Christ know, where it talks about how in the twinkling of an eye, that's how quick it'll occur, in a flash on an atomic level, the physics, God's presence, power will be exerted, and all of those who have received and have that inside indwelling living presence, gift of eternal life, well, instantaneously, quicker than an eye, the mortal, all of a sudden, you are, boom, immortal, eternal, indestructible. And there's this incredible revelation in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Read chapters 4 and 5, where it talks about the coming of Christ again. See, the Old Testament and all the New, it all proclaims the coming, the actual, physical, visible return. The same Jesus that died on the cross, rose from the dead. Read Acts chapter 1, my friends. When the angel said, this same Jesus that you've seen gone up into heaven, he's going to return in the same way. Oh, it's going to involve angels, fire. It's going to involve clouds. It's going to involve the visible. The bottom line, Revelation 19 gives the great big chapter on the visible return. And the end of a fallen world, the end of radical evil, the end of Satan and demons and so forth. So, that's the event that Satan seeks to stop, that Satan seeks to blind hearts and minds concerning. It's what the end of days, what all this catastrophe, all this swarming that we feel, this political and economic, military, environmental, all of this destabilization. Well, it involves the coming of Christ and an age of absolute peace, where the lamb lies down with the lion, where there is no war and there is no rape, where the healing of the nations occur. This comes from the infinite God, not cubic zirconium spirituality. Not stuff that seems dazzling, seems curious, seems enticing. See, the fallen cherub in Genesis 3, if you go back, I hope you know this. In the fall of the human race, part of what he offered then is what is offered now. It's considered, or called, we call it anyway, the Luciferic doctrine. That if you chuck God, the diamond, spirituality, infinite God, if you chuck God and what he has to say and embrace what I have to say, you will evolve to deity. You will get a hold of the secret knowledge, the secret knowing, and you will become like God himself. You'll become, well, basically the promise was you'd become gods, infinite. And that is the underlying spiritual premise of the totality of esoteric spirituality, old occult spirituality, old secret societies, whether the Masons or the Theosophical societies. That is the premise of the massive, massive engagement of the entities that claim to be aliens that want to bring to humanity an evolution of their consciousness. Now the ancient dark spirits, through the massive blood sacrifices that occurred among the Mayans, now all of that is being unearthed and saying the same thing. Just like said it would happen. Question is whether or not you're being sucked into it, whether you've been sucked into it. The question of not whether you've been gripped by the finite fallen spirits, however dazzling feeling, energy, event, experience, encounter it was. I mean, I liken it to that movie I saw. I say this numerous times. In grade school, they were teaching about sexual predators, and if someone comes with their car, opens the door, offers you candy, tells you to get in, it's a stranger, don't do it, run the opposite way, et cetera, et cetera. But the film showed in a kindly, loving, grandfatherly-looking man, approachable, opens the door, 4 or 5-year-old little girl in her little dress and tennis shoes standing on the sidewalk. He lays out candy on the front seat and tells her to get in. The movie shows that she gets in. He's a sexual predator. He rapes and kills her and leaves her in the woods dead. I am telling you that the counterfeit, false, finite spirits that are out there in mass and coming even more, they are the predators. They are the ones offering the candy in the New Age movement, in the ufology movement, in the 2012 movement, in the globalist spirituality movement. They're offering the candy, but God says in the end, it will rip your soul, it will bite you, it will destroy you, it will be the unprecedented deception spiritually ever unleashed in human experience. And it will then correspondingly bring the unprecedented, unequal destruction of humanity, destruction of the environment, destruction of the nations than ever was known. Jesus said it in Matthew 4:24. And that's the warning. Listen, I will say it again. It is God that wants you, God that knows you, God that seeks you, God that is knowable. There is a counterfeit, one that wants to be God, godlike, one that promises spiritual enticements that can affect you and you can feel it and you can experience. You can even get non-human enhancements. You can even get powers from that side. Oh, they will be limited still. They will still have their, they will not be accurate. It's like the prophecies of God have always been infallible, accurate, irrevocable, those that have been accomplished and those that are going to be accomplished. I mean, God is, if you're interested in predictive material, well, let me give you 4 points. Four things in the last 9 minutes of this show. Number one, about supernaturalism. Again, that's where everybody's moving. There's a book I have over here to the right. I haven't read it. The title of it is The Twilight of Atheism. I don't know of even one deist. I may know a couple of people that are like street-level agnostics. I don't know a humanist. I wonder how they live. I wonder how they die. I wonder what they tell their children. See, in all the engagements, I see people that are, well, I'm not religious, but spiritual. Spirituality, supernaturalism. Look at the television shows, Paranormal, Ghost Hunters. Look at all the television shows. Supernaturalism everywhere. And it's kind of like the idea of mushrooms. I love mushrooms. I go to a certain place, not very often, maybe once, twice a year, where I buy this great big old porterhouse steak, and they have these mushrooms that are coated and cooked, and they are as round as an orange. They are literally 3 inches wide and round, and they're the biggest mushrooms I've ever seen. They are great. They are just absolutely, you got to take a knife and fork and eat this big mushroom they cook up. And again, I love it, but I've probably had it twice in the last year. Thinking about it, I might head that direction there pretty soon. The cost, man, it's incredible. But there's poisonous mushrooms. You can't just go out and pick any mushroom. There's all kinds of, there's mushrooms. You can go out into the woods, there's mushrooms. Some of them you eat and die before you get out of the woods. There's mass spirituality, supernaturalism, but I'm going to tell you right now, some that you allow in, that you get into, is designed to be the most masqueraded in all of human history. And we read where the Spirit of God says that even Satan himself can masquerade, he can morph the physics of a supernatural entity and make himself look like an angel of light, but is not. The deception always leads to destruction and death and loss, and it's intended to rip you from God. Maybe you're supposed to have this message today. Maybe you're supposed to come out of dark, finite, counterfeit, lethal spirituality. As real as it was, it will kill you and steal your soul from God. And instead, listen to the Spirit of God. Come to Christ. Is there anyone like him? Did anybody else say, I am the resurrection and the life? If anyone believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Has anyone ever said, hanging on a cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Have you ever read anywhere else where it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten? That Greek word is monogenesis, meaning the absolutely only one of a kind. Don't see the finite fallen spirits and all of the counterfeit spirituality will try to rip him out of Scripture, rip him out of the context of the very words of angels of God, and turn him into a de-deified little pocket-sized psychic Jesus, alien Jesus, New Age Jesus, 2012 Jesus, that is no Jesus at all. When Thomas, finally, his eyes were opened, he fell to the ground, looked up, and he cried out, my Lord and my God, capital G. The angel of God called him Emmanuel, God in human flesh. And listen, it's not even that so much that I'm trying to convince you of, though it's, I believe, absolute reality. It's what he did. It's why he came. The physics of God are astounding and beyond anything I've seen anywhere else. The physics of God and what God has done are dazzling. They are brilliant. They are awesome. They are incredible. And those of you that know him right now feel the presence of the coming of the real new age. You read about in the book of Hebrews, the basileia of God. See, there's going to be someone that does stop all the madness. But it's not finite man, nor is it cheap cubic zirconium, finite, dark, masquerading as angels, masquerading as the good guys, demons. That will slit your spiritual throat in the end. Number one, why so much supernaturalism? Number one, well, it's the nature of what we are. It's the nature of what we actually are, created by God. God breathed into us the spirit of life. We became a living soul. Literally before the fall, we don't have it in our memory. We don't have it in our experience. But if you go back to Genesis 1 and 2, we as the human race were able to walk and visually see and talk to God as indestructible, immortal, created beings. It's the nature of what we are. Even when Jesus came, read about it, Gospel of John, chapter 4. Jesus says, you know, that God seeks worshipers. God is spirit. But the worshipers must be in spirit, not just in spirit, referring to capital S, Holy Spirit, but in truth, aletheia, reality, the reality of God. So it's the nature of what we are. We are spiritual. Number two, as predicted, you can go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Spirit of God predicted the last days to be the most supernaturally demonstrative in all of human history. You can go to Daniel predicting the end of days, the massive supernaturalism there. You can go to Matthew 24. You can go to 1 and 2 Thessalonians. You can go to 1 John. You can go to the book of Revelation. Massive, massive, massive predictions. All accurate. All that are able to tell you. Listen, God's already read the lunch of the end of days. He's already got down what Satan's going to do, what mankind's going to do, what he's going to do. And you can read about it in advance. Armageddon is already spoken about. Anybody talking about the Antichrist, false prophet, the abyss, or Armageddon, they're talking about events that God has unveiled in advance and what's going to happen concerning them. Otherwise, we'd be in the dark, and they'd happen anyway. Number three, because of the events, the encounters, like in the 60s, the second largest proliferation of occult literature. The massive doorways opened up, the massive numbers, just as predicted, of the spirits and so forth. It's all here. It's all here. And number four, there is a battle for your soul, and everything Jesus said is that Satan seeks to kill, steal, destroy, steal the word of God from you, and keep you from God. That's the truth. Question is, if you're a believer, what's God speaking to you now? What does he want you to do? If you don't know God and he doesn't dwell inside of you and you don't have the experience of the energy, power, forgiveness, love, presence, I'm talking about infinite presence coming into your life. Not finite spirits. Not non-human enhancements that gives you the ability to open your brain for data coming out of the Akashic records, like Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus did, who demonstrated that they had massively inaccurate. Of all the so-called accuracy supernaturally given, massive inaccuracies. Because of who they were guided by. Who do you want to be guided by? Cubic zirconium, finite fallen spirits who are opposed to God, or the God that gave and came and gave his life on the cross, pursuing you, knowing you by name, loving you, and giving the gift, indestructible immortality coming. Talk about the physics of God. Talk about supernaturalism. Well, listen, let me mention a couple of other things real quick. Four things right now we've got to engage also. The dark side is here. It is lethal. It is operative. God says it is advancing. It is unprecedented. They're coming with counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, prophets, teachers, everything with the Luciferic doctrine, the promise of evolutionary development to human consciousness to a level of deity or so forth. The agenda, globalism, and taking control of the governmental side, military side, economic side, all to get to Armageddon. Number two, superhuman abilities will be given by the dark side to pull in and suck in to their camp those who are unaided by the living God. So what's your choice? God will give you supernatural power and presence, charismatic giftings, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, discernment, healings. Listen, even the demons do know this. What do you know? God gives supernatural from Him. Where do you want it to come from? There is a counterfeit. It works partially. You know that it doesn't lead you to God and doesn't give you any assurance about God, your life, and eternal life. Number three, there's an agenda so vast, so wide, so broad, it involves a coming collapse, a black awakening, a chaos, a catastrophe that everybody's talking about. It involves the rise of a super world leader, Satan in human skin, the Antichrist. It involves eventually the globalism that is bleeding through politics and the UN and Europe and all over right now. By the way, Europeans, by 80 countries of the world now are downloading these. And let me just simply say this, that in every place, Russia, Liechtenstein, Germany, the Netherlands, Finland, wherever I see the downloads, I'm praying for you. I'm praying. I literally put my hand actually on the map right on those spots, those cities, and I just simply pray. We're praying to get into more places. Why? Because of the urgency and the compelling nature of God inside of me saying, I don't want anyone to be lost. It is not my will to lose even one. God's will is that all, the Greek words pas anthropos, all humanity. Read about it, 1 Timothy chapter 2, second chapter. This is good and pleases God our Savior. Why? Because He wants all men to be saved, all pas anthropos, you to be saved. If you don't get saved, it's on your head. There is a prophecy in Scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2, it says, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. If you perish, it's on your head, especially now. If you're in your sin, if Satan has rights to you, if the death code is inside, if you're separated from God, you can't have them afterwards. If you reject now, you can't have it afterwards. Because God has given everything. His life, His blood, His being. And so as a human being, with deep emotion, I do urge you, look at the cross where Christ died. Look what He's done for you. I just simply have to tell you that the agenda is vast. And fourthly in this, the secret power of lawlessness. It's vast. Operative. You will either be sucked in by the finite dark powers. You'll choose one side or the other. One involves knowing God. Feeling God. Knowing that you're going to see God. His presence, His power, His supernatural enhancements. I would say, throw to the ground all the things the dark spirits have given you. All the non-human enhancements, all the connections, all the attachments, all the dark powers. Get rid of them. Turn to Jesus Christ. There is no greater power. There is no greater enhancement. There is no greater engagement. And if anybody wants you truly, it is God. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is August the 12th on a Thursday night. Let me tell you this. We ask all those that do listen, remember us in your prayers for those who are believers. We're encouraging you to come to the conferences. And so I will say, take a look at the website, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Realize these messages, and we ask you to pray for us. Now in 80 countries of the world being downloaded, hundreds of thousands, and every one of you that do, you've got to know it's the intent of the living personal God to get to you. Remember us also, this entire project has no commercial backing and no business backing. So if you're interested in helping us, the only thing I could say, go to ShatterTheDarkness.net and you'll see where it says how you can help or support. Click on and check it out. From our heart to yours, we love you. God loves you. Come out of the darkness, the anger, the counterfeits. Come to Halathia, truth. Exchange the lies and embrace the Savior. God bless and good night.